Even when you cook, there is a chemistry of cooking. And different elements come, and only because of fight with each other, cooking becomes so good. Because of fighting, that is to say, the different elements, when they come together, they should interact with each other. Even embrace can be called a fight, in the metaphysical terms. Even by embracing my friend is also a fight. That's why wrestling, for example, as a sport, is a good fight. It is quite good.
How is embrace the fight?
Pardon?
How is embrace the fight?
You ask lovers, when they embrace, there is a real pain, and yet there is a great happiness. You want to bite the object of your love. It's a biting, actually. It's a real satisfaction comes by a real uniting. This fighting is that only the intermediate stage of union. Complete the fight, it is union. Therefore, any fight which is a process of union is a good thing.
So that's why people fight with God.
Also, for example, we are talking to each other now. And I'm fighting against many ideas which may be present in your minds. It's a good fight. You have certain assumptions, I have other assumptions. Your assumptions and my assumptions are clashing now. There is a quarrel between the two, they are fighting. As a result, there is such a great happiness. At the end I will say, you are enriched, I am enriched, how nice it is, such a great joy. So that's why I can say that we are all now smiling because it is so good, because of a good fight. You may not call it fighting, if you like. Coming together, commingling of the elements is a good thing. You use the word fight only when there is this element of envy, domination. It is this we normally define as fighting. But when that is absent, it is all good. We must. In fact, all interaction is fighting. And interaction is all life. All life is nothing but interaction. It's all commingling. It's a constant meeting, isn't it? Milte hain bichhad jaane ke liye. So all the time we are meeting together and separating and again meeting together, again separating. Whole life is nothing but this process. It is good. So when we teach peace, it is not that we are not teaching fighting. Secondly, we are not teaching to remain quiet when there is injustice. It's a beautiful message that Mother has given to all the children. Make us hero warriors, that is the title. Make us the hero warriors that we aspire to become. We should aspire to become hero warriors. Not weaklings which have got no capacity of understanding injustice and not fighting with injustice. It's not weakness, it's strength. Strength to meet, to wrestle, to unite, to enjoy the real embrace. This should be the aim of our life. So when we teach peace, we have to be very careful. It's a very subtle subject. While teaching peace, don't make people meek and weak. And remember, meek and weak people can never be peaceful. They will be all the time in envy. It is only the weak people who are envious. Those who are really strong, they hardly envy at all. The real conquerors always embrace each other nicely. The king meeting king, black king, royally. So we should have personalities which are very powerful, and for whom this envy is such a pitiable thing, shouldn't exist at all. Should be able to laugh at pity, pitiably, against envy. But fight against what? Warrior against what? Mother has said, against all the forces which are striving to keep the old, which are preventing the new to come. It is against them that you must fight. And you must fight resolutely, powerfully. Make all of us, as a result of this fighting which are now, which is going on now, ultimately all should feel that we have gone to the fundamentals of peace.
Fight also, most of the doesn't it happen within us?
Huh?
Fight with our own ego, fight with our own...
Yeah, that also should happen. Yes, you are right, because so much of conflict within ourselves. You are right. We have to realize that I have not one ego, there are many egos inside me. Not one ego, there are many egos, and each one of them is fighting. Physical ego, vital ego, mental ego, spiritual ego. The ego of my will, the ego of my desire, ego of my passion. So many egoistic pressures in my being, and I'm constantly fighting all the time. There's envy at every stage in my being. So to be infinite is to get rid of all these complexes. A totally peaceful individual who lives in infinite consciousness all the time, completely in peace within himself and peace without. That is samatvam, yoga uccate. That is the equality which we reach.
Fighting
against something that we won't be able to resolve. We are helpless and we are fighting with ourselves. So, how do we establish peace? It's a very interesting question. Fighting a losing battle. Be sure, first of all, that we are fighting against injustice. If you are doing so, even if you are going to lose, you should say, I should fight on. I lose it. Even within yourself. I have weakness. I cannot resist the taste of jalebi. The moment I see jalebi, I want to eat it at any cost. I have to fight against it. I have got diabetes and it, I should not eat it. I know that I am going to have a losing battle, but I should try my best. Even though ultimately I eat it and confess, I must do my best to fight against it. Losing battle, but I must do it. Not that, oh, I'm in any case I am going to lose, so let me eat now right from the beginning. Don't do that. Do your utmost right up to the end. Fight up to the end. And then you will see that you got your strength. All strength is something that is brought out of losing battle. And that should be the spirit of everybody. Take for example the big story of Baji Prabhu. Sri Aurobindo wrote a beautiful poem called Baji Prabhu. If you have time, you must read out this poem to everybody. Story was that Shivaji was constantly being chased by Mughals and Muslim invaders. He was the enemy number one of all of them. So people were constantly on watch, where is Shivaji, where he is moving out from one fort to the other,